Well, welcome back to Central High School here in Grand Junction, where the Central Warriors girls just defeated the Coleridge girls 27-20 in a game where it seemed like there was a lid on the basket there for Coleridge. And Ron's making his way back to the headset here, so I'm kind of covering for him. But the boys are about to get started here in about 1 minute, and so we're going to see them take on the Warriors here. You made it back.
I made it back. Yeah, I had to swing by and shake hands with Paul Kane and congratulate him on his Chassa Hall of Fame induction coming up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, legend at Basalt High School, All-State player, and All-American at Mesa State, now CMU. Great player. Boy, what a stud player. And he's been the District 51 athletic director for a number of years. But Paul and his brother Phil, well-known in the Roaring Fork Valley.
Yep.
At Basalt High School. All right. Yeah, the boys game. Again, the girls lost to, thanks for taking it.
That's all right.
27-20 lost to Grand Junction Central.
Ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you rise and please remove your hats.
We're going to pause for our national anthem before we get started with the Coleridge Central boys game.
Commanded by Command Sergeant Major Tolbert. Assisted by Cadet Second Lieutenant
Junior
Meyer,
ROTC, Cadet bringing
Private
in the colors.
Bratton, and Cadet Captain Amaker. We ask that you please remain standing until the colors have left the floor.
Junior ROTC presenting the colors. Nicely done. All right, again, the Central Lady Warriors beat Coleridge 27-20.
Ladies and gentlemen, Central High School welcome to tonight's contest between the visiting Coleridge.
In the boys' game, it's Paul Harvey's Coleridge Titans. They only got four games under their belt. They didn't get a whole lot of playing time, primarily the Demon Invitational. They beat Rifle 51-40. We called that game. Remember, there was a packed gym at the Bears Den. Lost to Faith Christian at the Demon Invitational, 61-46. Came back and beat Roaring Fork, 52-45. And then got past Glenwood, 59-48 in a well-played game. Central Warriors, 2-6 overall.
So twice as many games as the Titans. They lost to Castleview 72-50, beat Palisade 61-47, lost to Centaurus 44-11. Yikes. Lost at Steamboat 66-40. Lost to Roosevelt 49-48 in a close one. Lost to Colorado Academy in the Steamboat Springs tournament back in December 65-62. Beat Grand Valley at Grand Valley 56-53. And then Glenwood beat him in the Demon Invitational 62-42.
And at forward, standing 6 foot, number 11, Braylon Scott.
Our starters for the Coleridge Titans: Andres Mendoza, 6'1 junior. Ryder Powell, 6'1 junior. Johnny Bencomo, 5'9 senior. Eddie Salazar, 5'11 senior. And number 23, Chase Gerber, 6'3 junior. Just their fifth game of the season. Starters for Grand Junction Central: Christian Miller, 5'10 junior. Joseph Vigil, 5'11 senior. Rafe Carter, 6'1 sophomore. 5'11 junior, Santana Martinez. And 6 foot junior, Braylon Scott. Gerber in the opening tip here for Coleridge, going against Rafe Carter. And here we go. And it's won by Central, wearing their home whites, red trim, and silver numerals. Here's Vigil. Kicks over to the corner, right side to Christian Miller. Floater in the paint, won't go. Rebound controlled by Coleridge, pulled down by Johnny Bencomo. Bencomo's got the ball. Hands it off to Ryder Powell. Drive by Eddie Salazar. Powell's got it. Now it's Andres Mendoza. Right wing to Ryder Powell. Powell backs it up. Bencomo, right wing. Bencomo loses the ball and battle for it. They're going to call it jump ball. Possession will stay with Coleridge.
Yeah, Bencomo just kind of dribbled it off his own foot there and barely able to get back on it.
Mendoza lobs it up to Bencomo. Johnny dribbling with the left hand, backs up. Now it goes to Gerber. Gerber, three-pointer, left wing. And Chase misses that shot. Rebound, battle for it on the floor. Boy, a lot of physical play going on here. And jump ball called.
Hey, 72, 72.
Possession goes to Central.
Well, it started out as Mendoza fighting on the ground. Then Powell came sliding in right when it looked like he was going to lose it.
Yeah. Coleridge putting on the press. Christian Miller to V. Hill. Braylon Scott, he's a stout fellow, 210. They list their weights here. Guys like to list their weights, you know. Three-pointer right wing by Miller. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound control, put back good. And that put back by Rafe Carter, controlling the board there. And Central on the board first. 2-0 Warriors. Drive by Bencomo, pull up jumper from 15, bang, Johnny Bencomo. Good pull up jumper, ties the game at two. Christian Miller, Braylon Scott. Vigil's got it, double team there in the corner. Goes to Scott, cross court pass to Rafe Carter. Shot from the corner, three-pointer, good. Christian Miller. Miller with a three, makes it 5-2 Central. Bencomo stops at the free throw line, now hands it off to Eddie Salazar. Turnaround jumper by Chase Gerber, doesn't go, gets his own rebound, put back Chase with a good second effort. Gets the buckets. Makes it 5-4 Central. Titans putting on the press. Carter's got it. A little bit of trouble there. And a reach-in foul called against Eddie Salazar. That's the first personal, first team foul for Coleridge. 5:10 to go, 5-4 Central. Santana Martinez with the ball, top of the key. Stops looking left and hands it off to Christian Miller. Just knocked down that three. Rafe Carter's got it right wing. Dribble with the left hand. Hands it off to Santana Martinez. He gets cut off, double teamed. Hands it off now to Rafe Carter, top of the key. Stops, pops from the free throw line. Bank shot, no good. Rebound in the hands of Ben Como. Off the court comes Coleridge. Chay Trail 5-4. Mendoza's pass spun off the hands of Christian Miller out of bounds. Eric Max in for Central. As I recall, going against Glenwood, he was the leading scorer at the time.
Right, so a little surprised to see him coming in off the bench.
Yeah. Mendoza into... Mendoza's got the ball. Three-pointer.
It's good.
It was good.
Oh, Central just threw it away.
Oh, they just turned it over. Mendoza knocked down that three. I lost view of it.
Hey, 14!
They were courtside, so it's kind of hard to catch all the action here. Trying to crane my neck here. There's Eddie Salazar at the ball. Left wing to James Weber. Pass to Mendoza. Mendoza in the paint. Goes to Gerber. Dribbles a couple times. Stops. Hands it off to James Weber. Weber cross court to Mendoza. Thought about a three. Gets bumped there and a foul. No, no foul. Loose ball taken by Central. Shot put up by Martinez. Doesn't go. He's fouled. Santana Martinez.
Yeah, Mendoza just bounced right off of Scott. You were talking about how he's about 220, and well, yeah, he didn't move at all.
Boing.
Yeah. Bounced right off.
Foul is called against Mendoza. His first free throw is good from Martinez. 7-6. Second free throw is good. The game is tied. 7 all, 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Eddie Salazar, right side to Mendoza. Mendoza right wing, top of the key to Weber. Weber, little jab step, drives in the paint. And he's fouled before the shot.
30.
Good aggressive move by Weber. Just,
yeah,
you know, splitting the defenders and trying to go up for that shot. If I remember correctly, he stays pretty aggressive the whole game.
Central players are checking in with us before they go in.
All right.
Hey, you want to go down here?
A little further.
Sometimes we'll get asked, would you tell someone that their lights are on? No, we're on the radio. Inbounds pass to Lachlan Wade. Salazar, his pass picked off. No, taken back by Mendoza. Then it went out of bounds. And it's Central ball. 7-7 score, 3:40 left in the first quarter. Eric Max has it for Central. Nice wraparound pass to Serrano. Shot from the corner from Santana Martinez. Knocks down the three. It's 10-7 Central. Santana Martinez, 10-7 Central. Chase Gerber. Nice handoff to Weber. Weber double teamed, lost the ball, stripped, and a steal by Central. Taken by Stone Trotwine. And Weber reaching in there, knocking the ball away. Knocked it out of bounds. 10-7 Warriors.
We decided Stone Trotwine wins the name contest,
yeah,
today. The coolest name.
Pass into Rafe Carter for three. That's an air ball. Rebound. Putback reverse layup by Eric Max. Good heads-up play by Max. Makes it 12-7. Oh, look at the Central coach. He is jumping up and down. He was running hurdles. He wanted the ball to go Central's way, but it was out of bounds to Coleridge.
He was sure it was off Coleridge.
Pass into Lachlan Wade. Nice hook pass. Bad pass. Picked off. Trying to go down to Wade. Picked off by Central. Up the court comes the Warriors. Serrano. Call for traveling. No, that was
Trotwine.
Trotwine. 12-7 Central with the lead. Eddie Salazar, Clay Cornejo, Weber, Salazar. Hook pass, last touch by Central. Oh, come on, no, that was last touched. Certainly looked like it went off the hand of Rafe Carter, but we're giving it to Central.
Yeah, I was trying to feed it into Gerber there, and I think it might have gone off of Gerber's left hand.
12-7 Warriors. Titans with the press, pass up the court. They beat the press easily, but then they throw the ball away as Serrano zings it out of bounds, trying to feed it under to Eric Max. 2:22 to go in the first quarter. Weber trying to get neat there, tuck in the jersey. Look a little sloppy there, kid. Salazar brings it up. Salazar top of the key, calls out a play, backs up near the circle. Trailing 12-7, the Titans do. Flips it over to James Weber, right side. Picks it up. Oh, jump pass overhead to Salazar for three off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Central. Pulled down by Braylon Scott. Kicks it over to Serrano. Weber smothering him. Pass to Scott, top of the key. Flips it to Serrano. Ball knocked away. Loose ball. Ends up with Scott. Eric Max backs up near the circle. 12-7 Warriors. Pass to Serrano. Dug it there by Weber, and a foul. Got a little too aggressive. Yeah, Weber picks up his first.
Weber is aggressive on defense. He's just all over, just cutting off their dribble left and right.
Midcoma and Mendoza back in the game. Gerber and Wade out for Coleridge. Pass into Martinez. 12-7 Warriors. Martinez backing up near the circle, but between the leg dribble. Dishes off to Stone Troutwine. Here's a three-pointer by Max. Top of the key, doesn't go. Gets his own rebound. Double team. Kicks it out to Martinez. Martinez to Max, right wing. Lob pass down to Scott. And a timeout called by Grand Junction Central. And it is a 30-second timeout. Minute 10 to go, first quarter. 12-7 Central with the lead.
Well, so far it seems like Central's a little bit more active, a little bit more, you know, things going on. We're just looking at it. Only three rebounds on the Coleridge side. It's the only stat I really haven't tracked so far. They just haven't been able to move the ball around as much.
Again, the Lady Titans lost to Central 27-20. They'll host Steamboat on Thursday. 12-7 our score here. The Warriors over the Titans. Central looking for their third win of the season. Max into Martinez. Hands it off to Max. Max, a little no-look pass to Stone Troutwine. Troutwine to Max in the near corner. Down to Scott, the big fella, double team, triple team, goes to Max. Max stops, shoots from 12, off the rim, no good. Rebound high off the glass is Mendoza. He'll bring it up. Pushes up the floor, pass up the court to Lachlan Wade. Bad pass behind him, and trailing it was Christian Miller, who gets the steal. 39 seconds. Here's a three-pointer by Miller in the corner. Won't go, rebound Mendoza. Mendoza brings it up, 28 seconds. Coach Paul Harvey saying, move it up the court, let's go.
Move, Iowa!
Weber to Lachlan Wade, three-pointer from the top of the key, off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Max for Central, 15 seconds. Left side to Martinez, top of the key to Miller, 7 seconds, 6-5, nearly stolen by Mendoza, lost out of bounds. Good job by Mendoza to front the defender or the, and force that ball to go to bounce. 4 seconds left. Central not pressing here. So Mancomo will let the ball bounce up before he touches it. Now this clock starts. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Drive by Mendoza. Shot from 15. Won't go. There's the buzzer ending the first quarter.
Holridge boys suffering from the same shooting woes as the girls.
Yeah.
But it's one quarter in the books. It's 12-7 Central. This is KMTS. Grand Junction Central High School. We go to the second quarter. Central Warriors leading the Coleridge Titans 12-7. Andres Mendoza had a three. That was pretty much the highlight for the Titans in the first. Ben Cummel's got the ball for the Titans. Mendoza's got it top of the key. Drives, gets cut off there. Ben Como right wing in the paint. Pull-up jumper from 10. Got it. Rattles it in. Johnny Ben Como.
He gets some height on those jump shots.
Yep. Johnny be good. 12-9 Central. The big fella Scott brings it up. Kick out pass to V-Hill. Ooh, that looked like a travel. Backhand pass. Trying to do a blind pass as Max, and he threw it out of bounds. So they force a turnover there. Titans trail 12-9. Ben Cohen will bring it up. Mendoza, right wing. And Mendoza call for carrying the ball. In the NBA, they used to call it palming. You see it all the time.
As you say, I'm not sure they even call it anymore in the NBA.
You see it all the time.
Yeah. It's kind of like traveling. It's you get two steps, and sometimes it's seven. Two steps.
Eight. If you're LeBron James, you get away with eight or nine steps. Here's Scott with a strong drive, strong move to the basket, missed the shot, rebound, bobbled around, controlled by Ben Como for Coleridge. Goes in the near corner to Ryder Powell for a three. Off the rim, no good, rebound taken by Central. Christian Miller comes over. He'll bring it up. 12-9 Warriors. Long pass to Serrano. Behind the back dribble. Foul's going to be called against James Weber. His second. Third team foul.
Weber just plays right there in your face. He's like that gnat that you can't get to leave you alone.
Yeah.
He's just always right there ready to poke at that ball.
Pass it at V-Hill. We have a circle. Met there by Powell. Serrano draws a foul.
Yeah, they're calling that on Gerber as he was trying to defend that pass coming to Scott.
His first 15 foul already for Coleridge, just one for Central. Pass into Braylon Scott for three. That doesn't go. Rebound controlled by Mendoza. Good high board. There's the Johnny B. Ben Como, crossover dribble. Gets tripped up. Big collision there, and they're going to call an offensive foul against Johnny Ben Como. His first, and it's team foul number six. Coach Paul Harvey disputing that call to no avail.
Didn't seem like that was much of an offensive charge.
Yeah. Defender's got to have his feet planted, but
yeah,
that was iffy. But it's a done deal. Scott has it, gets the press. Boy, 210 pounds. He whistles that ball at the court, but it's picked off by Gerber. His pass tipped and out of bounds into the stands. Wonder what 14 Puma is.
We're
going to find out. Pass into Eddie Salazar. Salazar to Mendoza. Mendoza kicks it out to Ryder Powell for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound chased down by Salazar. Salazar with a drive. Right hand layup on the left side of the glass. Good. Great move by Eddie Salazar. Makes it 12-11 Central. 5:43 to go, first half. Serrano has it. To Miller. Miller right wing. Crossover dribble. Ball knocked away. Battle for it. He's on the floor and he hands it off to Serrano. 5:30 to go here in the half. Serrano guarded by Johnny B. And a foul called against Johnny. That's his second. And now the 17 fouls. Bonus time for the Warriors.
Second personal 17 foul.
Clay Cornejo checks in for Ryder Powell, for Coleridge. Andrew Serrano at the line for a 1-1. First free throw is good. his first point. 13-11 Central, 5:26 to go in the first half. Toronto's second free throw off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Scott. Scott double team, now kicks it out to Serrano. They go to Miller. Miller top of the key, bounce pass. They go around the perimeter. Drive by Rafe Carter. Shot doesn't go. Rebound put back is no good by Santana Martinez. Put back again, this time by Carter. Rafe Carter with the putback. Three attempts there. Those offensive rebounds and second attempts by Central gives them a 15-11 lead. A couple subs coming in for the Warriors. 5:02 to go in the half. 4-point lead for Central. Stone Troutwine in. Lob pass into Salazar. Crossover dribble. Stops. Goes to Gerber. Gerber for three. Left wing. Off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound. Johnny B. Hands it back to Gerber. Gerber along the baseline. Gets cut off. Kicks it out to Johnny Bencomo. Johnny, top of the key. No look pass in the corner. Right side to Mendoza. Mendoza to Salazar. Salazar kick out pass. And they're going to call traveling against Eddie Salazar. He did a jump pass. He was in the air.
Well, yeah, he did. He did one big dribble as he cut through the defenders, and then he jumped past it from there. I'm not sure where the traveling came in.
Well, all right. 4-point lead for the Warriors. 4:38 to go in the first half. Serrano has it 1-on-1 with Salazar. A little hesitation move, head fake, spin move, goes right side, nearly picked off by Mendoza. Santana Martinez, here's a three-pointer by Vigil off the back of the rim. It bounced in. He got the friendly roll. Vigil from downtown. It's 18-11. And a foul's going to be called as Salazar trying to drive to the basket. Seven-point lead for the Warriors. Lachlan Wade checks in for Chase Gerber. Orange ball out of bounds at the baseline. Wade inbounding. Lobs it in to Clay Cornejo. Lays it up and in. Clay Cornejo with a nice touch in the paint. His first basket. 18-13. Central. 4 minutes to go. Coleridge with a press. Coming up the court is Rafe Carter. Gets past the double team. Drive. Shoots a blind shot. Doesn't go. Collision there. They're going to call foul against Lachlan Wade. That shot had no chance of falling.
Well, and that one was the one that would have looked like it was an offensive charge.
Yeah.
As opposed to the one that was called an offensive charge down here, because Wade seemed to be planted, seemed to be not moving.
Yeah. Rafe Carter's first free throw is good. He's got 5 points. 19-13 Central with the lead.
Watch a press.
Carter's second free throw, perfect. Sit back to a 7-point lead for the Warriors. Salazar brings it up 1-on-1. Reach in foul is going to be called against Andrew Serrano, and his palms go up right away. Come on. That was an obvious foul. And he no likey, but take your medicine. Just the fourth team foul. That's his third. And he's coming out. Johnny Bencomo comes out for a breather. Central with a press. Mendoza inbounds it. Gets the ball back. Now it goes back to Salazar. Lob pass up the court to Cornejo. Kicks it out to Mendoza. Mendoza with a floater off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Coleridge. Ball tipped away. Taken by Weber. Here's a shot from the corner. Doesn't go. That shot by Mendoza. He was behind the backboard. Had a bad angle. Christian Miller with a drive along the baseline. Stops. Goes top of the key. Vigil thought about a three. Fakes the pass. Shoots the layup. No good. Rebound taken by Mendoza, good defense by Andres. 20-13 Central. Salazar has it. Pass three defenders. Boy, it's looking frantic here. Jump pass to Weber for three, right wing. Off the rim, no good. He's fouled. He'll shoot three. James Weber.
Yeah, I didn't hear a whistle there at first. I was about to say, how is that not a foul?
Right. And Weber just calmly set his feet.
Yep.
Had a nice angle. Looked like he was online, but just missed the shot, but he did draw the foul. So three from the line for James Weber. First one missed it short, front of the rim.
Hey, get you next to him.
The foul was called against Stone Troutline. Second free throw is off the back of the rim this time.
All right, he's got it dialed in now.
Yeah. Cornejo out. Gerber back in. 3:07 to go in the half. Weber's third attempt off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound put back. Good! Lachlan Wade with the put back off the glass. And he says, I got you. Got you covered, James. Pass down low. Ooh, and he got a little collision there and a foul. It's going to be called against.
He's going to go against Scott.
Braylon Scott.
Oh. No, it was against Carter. Sorry.
Oh, Carter. Okay.
Well, it could have, I mean, it really could have been either one of them.
Yeah.
As soon as Mendoza, he kind of got in front of that, stole it, and then they just plowed him out of bounds from behind.
Salazar brings it up 20-15 Central. Salazar with a drive, now kicks it underneath to Gerber. Gerber shoots and scores. Nice hesitation move by Chase Gerber. Almost drew the foul, too. Gerber's second bucket cuts the Central lead to 3. Scott has it half court. Scott kicks it over. Three-pointer by Christian Miller. Bang! Left him all alone, and he buries it from downtown. His second three. 23-17 Central. Weber to Mendoza. Mendoza trying to hand it off. Ball picked off. Plucked out of the air by Vigil for Central. Races up the right side. Stops to the right wing. Scott, top of the key. Here's Rafe Carter for 3. Buries it. Rafe Carter. Boy, the Titans were got within 3, and now they trail by 9. Mendoza to Weber. Weber fakes. Stops right wing. Crossover dribble. Flips it over to Lachlan Wade. There's Mendoza with a drive. Hook pass out to Salazar for 3. Buries it. Salazar from downtown. The great equalizer, 26-20. Scott with a drive. Scott like a bull in a china closet, lays it up and in. Who's going to get in his way? Braylon Scott.
It's kind of a wild shot, kind of around, around the whole body, left-hander.
28-20. Lachlan Wade for 3, left wing. That's too long. Rebound taken by Scott. And he's very active for 210 pounds. Hands it off to Eric Max. 28-20 Central, a minute left in the first half. Christian Miller backing up near the circle. Hands it off to Rafe Carter. 55 seconds. Carter to Scott. Scott double team. Kicks it out to Miller. 4-3 from the corner. That's a too far. Rebound taken by Salazar. Salazar brings it up. 47 seconds. Nice bounce pass to Mendoza. Lost the ball. He had an open layup and he lost control of it. Central ball. Eric Max has it. 34 seconds, 8-point lead for the Warriors.
Burn some clock here.
Vigil just sailed it out of bounds. Trying to go to Rafe Carter, threw it behind him. 28-20, Warriors lead. 25 seconds left in the half. Ryder Powell inbounds it to Salazar, 21 seconds. Salazar right wing. Bounce pass, looking for someone to come get it.
Yeah, they got twisted up there at the top of the key.
Yep.
And he was expecting one of them to pop out, and nobody came out.
Johnny Bencoma tried to chase it down, went out of bounds. 13 seconds, so Central will work for the last shot. 7 seconds, 6, 5. Four. Oh, little collision there. They're going to call a foul against Salazar, trying to go for that ball as he bumped Stone Troutwine from behind. Stone will go to the line for 2. Or for 1-1, rather. Salazar's second foul. 19 foul. Troutwine's first free throw off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound. Oh, they're saying last touched by Coleridge. Off the hands of Mendoza. 3 seconds left. They're going to try and lob one in. No, they whistle it into Braylon Scott, who banks it and almost got it to go. And that is it for the first half. It's Central 28, Coleridge 20. This is KMTS. Back to Grand Junction Central High School. Halftime here, the boys' game. Coleridge boys trying to get a win tonight. The Lady Titans lost a tough one to the Central Warriors, 27-20. Coleridge boys trailing here at halftime, 28-20. Titans 7 points in the first quarter, 13 in the second quarter. Central with 12 and 16, respectively. Andres Mendoza with a three-pointer midway through the first quarter. Johnny Bencomo with a couple of baskets in each quarter. Chase Gerber with a couple of baskets himself. Eddie Salazar with 5 points, including a three in the second quarter. For the Grand Junction Central Warriors, Christian Miller with a couple of threes. Eric Max with 2 points. He was the leading scorer when they played Glenwood, and the Demons found a way to shut him down. Joe Vigil with 3 points. Hit one from beyond the arc. Rafe Carter with a shot from downtown of his own. He's got 9 to lead all scorers. Santana Martinez with 5 points. Three-pointer and a couple of free throws. Braylon Scott, who's a big presence there down at the post, getting some big rebounds, and he's got a bucket of his own. Almost got a buzzer beater there at the end of the first half that rimmed out. He has 2 points for the half. 28-20 Central with the lead as Coleridge just 3-1 on the season. You know, haven't played a lot of basketball. Just didn't get a lot of action in the month of December. And they will host Steamboat Springs on Thursday. And then they travel to North Fork for a Saturday. Or is that home? I think it's at Hotchkiss. But anyway, that's Saturday at 4. Girls play first and then the boys. Then Grand Junction. Then they got Denver School Science and Technology Byers, Vail Mountain, and they don't get into league play. This is interesting. A lot of non-league games until January 20th at Moffat County, then at Basalt, Crested Butte. That's a non-league game. At Delta, home against Gunnison, at Middle Park, non-league. Hosting Roaring Fork, hosting Grand Valley, and then they finish up with Aspen at home on February 17th. Really an odd schedule.
Yeah, it's strange to get that far into the season before you really get into the league play.
Yeah, playing Byers, a Denver school, Vail Mountain, a 2A school, a couple league games, and back to Crested Butte. That's just a head scratcher for me. But yep. Here they are trailing 28-20. And Coleridge has the edge, you said, rebounding-wise.
Yeah, just barely. They've got 14 rebounds to only 11 for Central. But Central's winning the steals and the assist battle. You see Max and Scott both have 3 rebounds for Central, and Mendoza and Bencomo. Both of them, and they've been very high elevation rebounds. I mean,
yeah.
Especially Mendoza. Yeah. When he's getting these rebounds, he's getting them almost, you know, there at the bottom of the backboard. He's jumping so high to get them.
Yeah.
They each have 4 rebounds apiece there. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, where they come up with some of this extra offense. You know, you see there's really only one assist that I can track as a true assist for Salazar. So it seems like each one of them are the scores that they're making, they're doing it on their own. If they can do it off the movement of the ball. You know, we've seen several times they're trying to drive in, and Bencomo got that offensive foul, which I don't really think should have. But him and Mendoza,
right.
and even Powell, they've been trying to drive a little bit more and just not able to come up with anything. Let's see if they can move the ball around a little bit more and get some, find the open man and start hitting some of these shots.
Yeah. 28-20. Central with the lead as the team's back out on the floor getting warmed up. Well, the Colorado Avalanche, they haven't gotten to play much hockey. A lot of teams were on COVID protocol. They were, the team, the season really suspended for a couple of weeks. Avs won the other night, and they're leading here tonight in the second period, leading the Chicago Blackhawks in Chicago, 2-1. College football, of course, the national championship, mythical national championship, until they expand it to at least eight teams, I don't know. But ho-hum. Oh, boring. Another SEC matchup.
Yeah.
Georgia and Alabama playing for the national title on Monday.
Well, that's what's been so interesting about these teams that are changing, you know, moving into the SEC and that kind of thing. Or it's just like, you know, I get that's where the action is right now and they want to play with the big boys. But I don't, in the long run, I don't see how that's really going to be good for college football.
And I don't, I really, you're really seeing the effects of, not NIL, not name, image, and likeness, but the transfer portal. That's just gone crazy.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as loyalty.
Yeah.
You sign your name on the dotted line, sign your letter of commitment, but it doesn't, it's meaningless.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean a thing.
Yeah. Until you see the better opportunity. It's like, sure, I'll hang with you until this opens up over here.
I don't like this coach. He was mean to me, so I'm going elsewhere. Or they're bringing in all these stud five-star recruits. That might threaten my job.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to XYZ Youth University.
Right, where I don't have to fight so hard to get playing.
Yeah.
Time. Yeah.
And I don't like it.
Yeah.
And I know Carl Durrell at CU isn't real fond of the transfer portal. You at least have to sit out a season if you want to, you know, go somewhere else. Oh, well. I'm off my soapbox. Let's go with the second half of basketball. Coleridge trailing Central 28-20. Here we go. Warriors have the ball, and now they switch sides, going left to right. Christian Miller has the ball, one-on-one with Salazar. To V-Hill, down to the big fella, Scott. Turnaround jumper, good with the left hand. Braylon Scott. Just don't want to get in that big boy's way.
Good, strong move.
Here's a three-pointer by Ryder Powell off the rim, no good. Tried to chase his own rebound down, didn't get it. Rebound taken by Miller for Central. They lead by 10 now. Martinez. Oh, Central coach is jumping up and down. His player's not hearing him.
Yep.
He was throwing a fit. Like, I didn't get my toy.
Yeah, supposed to do something that they didn't do.
Yeah. He was fit to be tied. Johnny B will inbound for Coleridge. At the scorer's table, goes into Salazar. Here's a three-pointer. Off the back of the rim by Mendoza. Didn't go. Johnny B has it, left wing, drives, hands it off to Lachlan Wade. Floater won't go. Rebound tipped by Gerber, but into the hands of Christian, or rather Rafe Carter for Central. Carter has it top of the key. Pass underneath, picked off by Salazar. Salazar up the court. Goes to Lachlan Wade, lays it up and in. I'm sorry, Ryder Powell. Ryder Powell with the basket. Good follow-up by Powell. Good pass from Salazar. 30-22, Central. Oh, Rafe Carter almost traveled. He takes it. He shoots it. He misses. He's fouled. The shot was blocked from behind, but a foul called against Salazar. That's his third, so that's a bit of a concern for Coach Paul Harvey. Rafe Carter at the line to shoot two. R-A-E-F, his first name. He's got 9 points. Make it 10 as he hits the free throw. So Salazar will come out. James Weber replaces him. 31-22, Central with the lead. 6:30 left in the third. Lady Titans lost to Central 27-20. Carter's second free throw is off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Gerber. Gerber battles for it. Gets it off to Weber. Mendoza to Bancomo. Johnny B. Good. Off the rim, no good. No. I thought maybe Gerber got a hold of it, but it was Max. Max brings it coast to coast, lays it up, and no good. Offensive foul, Eric Max.
That was
coming like a Max truck.
Yeah, that was the right call there. Yeah, Powell had set his feet and just watched him. You could tell he knew he was going to take the shot.
Yep, take one for the team.
Yep.
31-22, Central. Johnny Bancomo has it at the circle. Left side to Powell. Powell hands it off to Mendoza. Mendoza cross-court pass to Weber, right wing. Weber crossover, dribble, shakes the defender, fake, shoots, and missed the layup. Rebound, Gerber, off the hand, couldn't quite haul it in, into the hands of Beal for Central. Hands it off to Max. Max to Serrano. Serrano with a drive, baseline shot, rolls in. Oh, I'm sorry, Martinez.
Yeah, that was a tough shot. He looked like he was, it looked like he was behind the backboard even.
And a traveling called against Johnny Bancomo.
33.
Sorry, that was called against Mendoza. 33-22, Central with the lead. 5:29 to go. Okay, we're courtside. Now look, pass up the court, and Max saying, why didn't you catch that? He did the no look, about a 40-foot pass, ill-advised, and Max being pulled out. Coach saying, don't do that nonsense. No, stop it. Don't get tricky.
Yeah, that's basically what the coach is saying.
Yeah.
I could tell.
Stop it. Fundamentals. Johnny Bancomo, top of the key, right side to Weber. Weber with the left hand, picks it up, goes to Johnny B. Right side to Ryder Powell. Powell hands it off to Mendoza. Mendoza to Weber. Left side to Johnny Bancomo. Lost it, got it back. Bounced off his knee. Backs up near the circle. One-on-one with Beal. Underhands it to Mendoza. Mendoza, crossover dribble, baseline. Kick out pass, trying to go to Weber. Ball knocked away and taken by Serrano. Serrano's pass to Scott. Lost the ball, got it back. Oh, look at that. Oh, my goodness, a wrestling match. Braylon Scott. Looked like a fumble drill.
Yeah.
Recovered by Scott, and then he took Weber and just, as Weber held on the ball, he threw him to the floor.
I was gonna say, looked like he was going to rip Weber's arm off.
I know.
But luckily, Weber rolled with it and ended up on the other side.
Just based on that move, I can tell he played football for the Warriors.
Yeah.
So, timeout called. 33-22 Central. It is a 30-second timeout as the players are standing for a brief instruction. 4:39 remaining in the third quarter. Again, the Denver Broncos game has been moved to Saturday against the Kansas City Chiefs. That's a 2:30 kickoff, noon pregame here on KMTS.
I need to check to see when my Packers are playing because I'm certain
you can
that
say
doesn't mean anything.
You can now say your Packers because your wife,
she bought me the best
a share
anniversary
of
present
Packers
ever.
Stock.
A single share of Packers stock.
Get that baby framed.
It came with a letter that says you can now say that you are an NFL owner.
My Packers.
My Packers.
There you go.
It
That's
also
a great
came,
gift.
It also came with a list of the players' telephone numbers so I can call them.
Yeah.
No, it didn't. But
yeah.
Don't
hey,
I wish.
Rogers, what were you doing throwing to that guy?
Exactly.
Will they consult you on draft day? That's pretty cool.
No, it is cool. Gonna get that thing framed and put up on the wall.
Right, definitely. Inbounds pass backcourt to Serrano for Central. They lead 33-20, 4:33 to go. Guarded there by Weber. Pass. Drive by Martinez.
And Powell took the charge again.
And another offensive foul.
Yeah. He got up celebrating. He said, hey, I'll take another one for the team.
Martinez picks up another foul. Lachlan Way checks in. Mendoza out for a breather along with Ryder Powell. 4:25 left. James Weber brings it up for the Titans. They trail by 11. Left wing to Cornejo. Kick out pass to Weber. Weber to... Here's Lachlan Way for three. Lachlan misses that shot. Rebound. Rafe Carter high off the glass to get that board. Pass over to Christian Miller, right side, the near corner. Is it Martinez? Serrano, Miller, down to Carter. Fake, shoots, scores. Rafe Carter. 12 points for Carter to lead all scorers. 35-22, Warriors lead. Here's Weber, left wing, shakes the defender, stops, fake, shoots, fadeaway jumper, good. James Weber, the nice move. 35-24, Warriors lead. There's a pass down to Braylon Scott, double team, throwing elbows, big time. That should be a foul. Thank you.
Yep, offensive. Yep.
It looked like he was fighting for first down yardage.
I was going to say, he's down there playing like a fullback.
Yeah. Threw elbows three times. That's three offensive fouls this quarter against Central. I like the aggressiveness, but, you know.
Yeah.
Come on. Salazar to Cornejo. Lachlan Wade, right wing, shakes the defender, gets past Scott, drive, shoots. He's fouled, and Scott picks up his second.
Scott didn't even have his arms up. He just kind of bodied him out of shooting position.
Fourth team foul. And two shots for Lachlan Wade, the 6'3 sophomore. Lachlan's first free throw. Boy, off the front of the rim. Looks like a tired free throw. Wade with just 2 points. Martinez and Carter out. Titans need to take advantage of that. Wade's second free throw is good. 35-24. Warriors lead. 3:05 to go, third quarter. Eric Max hands it out to Vigil. Vigil to Stone Troutwine. Stops at the free throw and kicks it out to the big fella, Braylon Scott, who knocks down a three. Big boy can shoot from outside. 38-25. Drive by Cornejo. Shot from the baseline. Doesn't go. Rebound. Put back. Lachlan Wade doesn't go. He's fouled. And Lachlan Wade back to the line for two.
Yeah, I was watching Scott during warmups, and he took a lot of three-point shots. You know, hit a decent amount of them. So I was wondering if we were going to see that in the game.
Eric Max called for the foul, his second. Fifth team foul, and Lachlan Wade at the line for two. First free throw. Bounces off the rim. Pushed it off to the left. Wade's second free throw is good. 38-26, Warriors lead, 2:35 to go in the third quarter. Eric Max picks it up. Being smothered there by Gerber. Pass into Max, who lays it up. Missed the shot. Nice feed there from Serrano, but Max couldn't get it to fall. Weber's got the ball. Bounce pass underneath the... And Salazar, his pass picked off. Tried to pass it from the baseline. Max has it, right wing. Vigil fakes the three. He traveled, didn't get called, got away with it. Puts up a shot, is blocked, but a foul. We'll send Vigil to the line for two. Cornejo called for the foul, his first. Second team foul. Joseph Vigil at the line. And the first free throw rolls off the rim. Chase Gerber out. Mendoza back in for the Titans. Vigil's next shot is good. 39-26 Central. Pass to Wade. Three-pointer. Oh, he got away with a travel there. It was Mendoza. Cornejo to Wade. Wade to Mendoza. Mendoza with a drive in the paint, kicks it out right wing to Cornejo. He finds a lane, kicks it out left wing to Salazar. Nolik pass out to Mendoza, head fake in the paint. Cross court pass to Wade, backs up for a three in the corner. That's way short.
Wow.
Barely got the backboard.
Yeah, hit the side of the backboard.
Center with the ball. Martinez has it, head fake. Goes to Max, top of the key, minute 28 to go. Hand off to Beehill, smothered there by Weber. Pass to Serrano, shakes the defender, now threw it to Max and threw it into the central bench.
Yeah, I think Max was expecting him to just turn and shoot. And so when it came flying out to him, he just wasn't ready.
Johnny Bencomo checks in. He gets the inbounds pass. He'll bring it up uncontested. 39-26, Central with the lead. Minute 10 to go. James Weber, right wing. Gets a pick, lobs it down to Wade. Wade dribbles once, shoots, and missed the shot, but he's fouled. And he'll go back to the line for two. He's fouled by Serrano.
This is Wade's third trip to the foul line this quarter.
First free throw, no bueno.
Yeah, it's the third time he's missed his first one.
2 for 5 from the line. Carter back in for Central. Walking Wade's next free throw is good that time.
Third time he's made a second.
39-27. Warriors lead, a minute to go in the third. Again, Wade with Max with that no-look pass. He likes to get tricky. Here's a steal down at the other end by Mendoza. Mendoza bounce pass left side to Bencomo. Johnny in the left wing. Stops, hands it off to Weber. Weber right wing. Weber gets past the defender, fake, shoots, and missed it. A little bit short, fell off the rim, rebound, save! Oh, Weber diving in the baseline, threw it back into a central player. Carter. Martinez, three-pointer by Eric Max, that's off the mark. No, that was Christian Miller, and Miller's going to be called for a reach-in foul. I got Miller mixed up with Max. They got both kind of got the same color hair, kind of shaggy hairdo. 39-27. Miller's second foul. 17 foul. And it's a 1-1 for Andres Mendoza. Andres is long in that first free throw. Wow, free throws just are not falling. Titans trail by 12. Miller has it. Right side to Martinez. 10 seconds. Goes to Rafe Carter. Carter kicks it out. Now they go to Eric Max for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound caroms away, and that'll do it for the third quarter. Eric Max disappointed himself. Couldn't hit that three. That's the end of the third. It's 39-27 Central over Coleridge. This is KMTS.
Huh?
Back to Grand Junction Central High School. The Central Warriors looking for their third win of the season. They lead the Coleridge Titans in this non-league game, 39-27, as we go to the fourth quarter. Titans get the ball to start the fourth quarter and bounce pass to Eddie Salazar. Salazar left wing to Johnny Bencomo. Johnny gets a pick. Johnny drives, stops in the key, hands it off to Mendoza. To Salazar, right wing, cross-hand dribble, gets a pick. Stops a little scoop shot with the left hand. Good. Tough play by Salazar off the glass.
That was a nice drive.
And it's 39-29. Here's a drive by Max. Has the ball. No, by Miller. Missed a shot, but Scott got the rebound for Central.
Yeah, I think that was blocked by Salazar.
Go 20!
Martinez to Eric Max. Max hands it off to Scott. Scott drives, lays it up, missed the shot. Rebound up high to get the ball is Mendoza. Good job cleaning the glass there. Salazar with a hook pass down to Lachlan Wade in the paint. Now kicks it out right wing. They go to Salazar. Here's Bencomo. Fakes the three, drive, shoots. Got it! Nice move, Johnny B. Good.
Got the face to his left. The defense went that way and just left the lane right in the center, wide open.
Great move.
Good job with Salazar breaking up that pass there.
Almost forced a turnover. 39-31 Central. Titans have cut the lead to 8. Rafe Carter is fouled by Ryder Powell.
Fouls on Titans number 3, Powell.
First personal, third team foul.
Third team foul. First personal for Ryder. Christian Miller inbounding in front of the central bench. Goes into Santana Martinez. Met there by Mendoza. Goes to Eric Max. Max, top of the key to Braylon Scott. Scott's aggressive when he passes the ball. Here's a pull-up jumper in the paint by Christian Miller and knocks it down from 10 feet. He's got 8 points. It's a 10-point lead for the Warriors. Drive by Salazar. Gets cut off. Goes to Ryder Powell with a nifty move and a floater with the right hand. A little teardrop shot from about 10 feet.
That was just a very quick release. Nobody had a chance to even try to go up and block it.
Ryder Powell, the great shot for 41-33. Three-pointer by Eric Max. Won't go. Rebound up high off the glass is Mendoza. He's got some hops. Gerber getting ready to check in. Pass down to Ryder Powell. Nice pass from Salazar to Powell for the bucket, and it's a 6-point lead. Powell, the beneficiary of a couple of good passes. 41-35 Central. Rafe Carter smothered there by. It's a steal. It forces a steal, and what? Oh, what they call a foul? Blue three with a hit.
Yeah, calling it on Powell.
Wow.
I didn't even see Powell in that play.
I didn't either.
I thought it was Mendoza going for the steal.
Timeout called.
Huh. Oh, we got some momentum going Coleridge's way.
Full timeout. Oh, darn, I missed the time. They beat me to it.
It's 55, 54, 53.
Okay, we got some time left in this game. 41-35. Central with the lead over Coleridge's KMPS. Back to Coleridge, or the Grand Junction Central High School. The Coleridge Titans trailing the Central Warriors 41-35 with 4, 3, 2, 1.
See, just builds suspense.
5 minutes and 31 seconds remaining in the game.
Gives you all that in-game suspense, yeah, over and over every time they take a full timeout.
I think someone tried that at Chavez Spencer, and I said, stop it.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
And they did. Central with the ball. Santana Martinez. Up high. Goes to Braylon Scott. Big fella with a jab step, with a drive, with a shot. Got it. Wow. He's quick for a big boy. Braylon Scott with an aggressive move. 43-35. Drive and a layup by Salazar. Missed it. Came up short. Braylon Scott's probably aggressive going to the dinner table. He's just a beast. My food. Get away. Foul's going to be called. A reach in there by Ryder Powell.
Yeah, that's the third time Powell's been called for the same foul. He's basically, he's got a hand on their hip and he's pushing them away. And he's just making it a little too obvious there.
43-35, Warriors lead. 4:52 to go in the game. Christian Miller inbounding for Central at the baseline. To the left of the basket. Lob pass up high to Santana Martinez. Goes to Serrano. Serrano, top of the key. Hands it out to Martinez. Martinez smothered there by Bencomo. Scott has it. Brendan Scott, top of the key. His little short passes have got... hair,
yeah,
on him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just whistling those things. He's got the ball.
Yeah, that last one bounced off of Max's chest.
Yeah. 4:20 left. Central taking their time. I'm trying to look on the ref here. Pass over to Serrano. Pass to Scott. Scott gets bumped. Scott drives, lays it up and in. And he's fouled. Braylon Scott. He may be a bull in a china closet, but he's a graceful bull.
Well, he's got a nice touch on the finish.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times when you see a big man moving that hard to the basket, they they go up, you know, reckless. But he's got a nice little touch on that shot.
That's the third foul against Ryder Power, or fourth foul. Team foul number six, and Braylon Scott the line to make it a three-point play. And he misses long in the first on that free throw. Rebound controlled by Andres Mendoza. Salazar has it left wing. Powell, top of the key. Weber. Yep. Salazar, top of the key. Three-pointer. Bullseye! Eddie Salazar. Just what the doctor ordered. 45-38. Central with the lead. 3:35 to go. Santana Martinez to Serrano. Serrano picks it up. Double-teamed. Bounce pass to Scott. Scott's got it right wing. Pulls up for a three. Bullseye. Oh, my goodness. He's hot. Scott is hot. 10-point lead for the Warriors. Three-pointer. Salazar to answer. Misses it. Rebound taken by Martinez for Central. Now a foul called against James Weber. 3:10 left in the contest. 10-point lead for the Warriors. It's a bonus time now. Santana Martinez to the line for a 1-1. Third foul against Weber. Martinez's first free throw is off the rim, no good. Rebound chased down by Salazar. He races up the floor, center court. Goes right wing to Weber. 3 minutes left. Weber pass off the foot of Vigil, ends up back in the hands of Salazar. Top of the key to Mendoza. Mendoza with the drive. Stops. Two defenders on him. Fadeaway jumper. Good. That was a tough shot. Mendoza with the bucket and the timeout called. 30-second timeout. 2:50 left in the ballgame. 48-40 Central with the lead. Mendoza with that great shot. He had three defenders on him. Tried to penetrate and then backed off that little fadeaway.
Yeah, almost Michael Jordan-esque. You know, he would always get the whole defense moving backwards, and then just that nice touch fadeaway.
Guy that could hang back in the day. I mean, just suspended in midair. Was the great Elgin Baylor for the Los Angeles Lakers. Baylor died recently, but when he played with Jerry West and Gil Goodrich back in the 60s and 70s, Baylor could leap like no one's business and just kind of hang there forever. Incredible.
Well, Mendoza's been flying high all
night. Yeah, he has.
His rebounds have been 9 feet in the air.
Central ball passed underneath. Baseline drive. Shot put up by Miller. Does it go? Central wanted a foul. Rebound taken by Salazar. Nolik pass down to Gerber. Lays it up and in. Great pass from Salazar to Gerber, who is hanging out on the block. And it's a 6-point lead for the Warriors. 3-pointer, far corner. Max, no good. Rebound, putback. Got it in the foul. Oh, my. Santana Martinez. Or rather, Vigil with the putback. Vigil's just his second basket of the night, but it's a big one. Chance to make it a 3-point play. And foul called against Johnny Bencomo, his fourth. And Vigil makes it a three-point play. That's a big turning point there. 51-42. Warriors, 2:15 left. Salazar to Mendoza. Gerber. Salazar. Hands it off to Bencomo, right wing. Backs up top of the key. Pass down to Salazar. Off the glass and in. Nice feed from Bencomo to Salazar. And the offense starting to click. 51-44 Central. Scott the Rafe Carter missed the shot, batted it away. Loose ball taken by Miller for Central. And Central going to maybe spread it out here. Yeah, they're. Got a timeout called by Central Warriors. Minute 30 left in the game. It is a full timeout. We'll take a break. This is KMTS.
We
1 minute, 30 seconds remaining in the ball game. The Coleridge Titans making a nice comeback here, but Central's got the answer for each basket Coleridge makes. They lead 51-44.
Yeah, they've been, you know, Scott has really shown up in this fourth quarter. He's been showing up, driving the ball hard, hitting a couple of threes. It's interesting, seemingly at the beginning of this quarter, there was a lot of offensive fouls and that sort of thing, but they've seemed to have cleaned that up, and now they're just playing really aggressive.
Santana Martinez inbounding, lobs it back court, and it's going to be chased down by Ben Cobble. Steals it, lays it up, reverse layup, missed the shot. Oh, that would have been a big moment. Rebound controlled by Central. They got the ball at their end.
Double.
Drive along the baseline by Miller. Backhand flip, and Martinez got it right wing. Spreads it out. Dribbles into traffic. Here's V Hill. He gets bumped, and they're going to call a foul against Johnny B. And I think that is that it.
Fouls on Titans number four, Ben Cobble.
No, it's his third.
Third personal, 19th foul.
Team foul number nine, and 1-1 for Joseph V Hill. V Hill's first free throw is good. Where Coleridge has struggled at the line tonight. James Weber 0-for-3 when he had just fouled on a 3-point attempt. Vigil hits both free throws. There's a layup.
Yeah, it was Lachlan Wade with the layup.
Lachlan Wade has 7 points now. So he got that layup. Minute three to go, 53-46. Central leads. It's a 30-second timeout. Again, our next broadcast will be Thursday night. Glenwood hosting the Fruita Monument Wildcats. 5:30 girls, 7 o'clock boys here on KMPS. Welcome to the jungle.
I'm excited to see the Glenwood girls again. They did a great job in that tournament.
Curious to see how they do against Chatfield tonight. Minute three to go. Central with the ball. Coleridge with the press. Pass into B Hill. He's hugged there by Ben Como. Trying to stop the clock. He falls to the floor. And now they're going to call a foul. After B Hill got it down to the top of the key.
Salazar. I didn't have the best view, but it sure looked like it was mostly ball from here.
That's four against Salazar. Vigil's first free throw is good.
Yeah, he's been hitting them. Is that, what, 5-for-6 for him?
Yeah. Second free throw is no good. Rebound taken by Mendoza. 48 seconds. Johnny Ben Como, Ryder Powell, Salazar with a drive, lost the ball, stripped by V Hill, Paul at the court, and it's taken by Christian Miller. He chases it down. And Warriors going to spread it out here. Coleridge forced a foul here to stop the clock. 30 seconds. B Hill with a drive, finds a lane, lays it up, banks it, missed the shot, rebound taken by, threw up the court and off the hands of a Central player back to Coleridge. Here's Powell for three from the corner, won't get the bounce, rebound smothered there by Martinez. That's going to do it. 9 seconds, eight. And Coleridge going to let this clock just run out. Final score. Grand Junction Central 54, Coleridge 46, as the Warriors sweep the double dip with Coleridge tonight. Back with the totals after this on KMTS. Wrapping things up from Grand Junction Central High School, where the Central Warriors sweep the Coleridge Titans. Lady Warriors beat the Lady Titans 27-20 in the first game And the boys' game, it was Central over Coleridge, 54-46. Warriors had a double-digit lead. Titans able to chip away at that in the second half, but came up short, losing by 8 points. They were outscored. Titans were 12-7 in the first quarter, 16-13 in the second quarter, 11-7 in the third period. And then Coleridge really caught fire a little too late in the fourth quarter, outscoring Central 19-15 in that final period. For the Titans, 5 points from Andres Mendoza. Clay Cornejo with 2 points, 6 points scored by Ryder Powell. Six from Johnny Bencomo. James Weber finished with two. Eddie Salazar led the Titans with 12 points, including a three-pointer, had a 7-point fourth quarter. Seven from Lachlan Wade. Chase Gerber with 6 points. For the Warriors, Braylon Scott quiet in that first half, just 2 points in the first half, just caught fire in the second half. Really aggressive play, making big moves to the basket. He scored seven in the fourth quarter, finished the game with 14 to lead all scorers. Rafe Carter with 12. Christian Miller with 8 points. 10 by Joe Vigil, including hitting several free throws. One, two, three, four, five out of eight for the night from the line. Hit four free throws in that fourth quarter to score 10, and the Warriors get their third win of the season. Titans, meanwhile, fall to 3-2. 54-46, the final.
Yeah, rebound-wise, they were the end of the game very, very, very close. Central ended up with 24 rebounds, six of them offensive. Coleridge, 23 rebounds, six offensive. You know, the big difference, you know, was seven steals on Central's side, only four for Coleridge. And then, you know, at the free throw line, they were 11 for 17 for Central. You know, Coleridge was only 3 for 9. So, I mean, Central made more free throws than than Coleridge took. Yeah. And I think you can just see that, you saw that in the aggressiveness of Central, you know, driving to the basket, taking those shots. And, you know, some of those were, you know, Scott or, you know, Vigil there at the end. And I think Coleridge just wasn't able to hang with that kind of aggressive play, especially there in the third and fourth quarter.
So the Warriors sweep the double dip with Coleridge. Our next broadcast will be Thursday nights at Glenwood Springs High School at Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. The Glenwood Demons hosting the Fruit of Monument Wildcats. Girls tip off at 5:30. The boys at 7. We'll have those games here on KMTS. I want to thank our sponsors, Flooring America, covering the country one home at a time, Berthoud Motors, GMC Buick, Mr. Vac, Bank of Colorado, Carpet One, Bishop Plumbing and Heating, Bighorn Toyota, and Alpine Bank. Get our final scores. Lady Titans lose to the Central Warriors 27-20 in Game 1. Game 2 taken by Central 54-46. For Keith Harris, Rod Milhorn saying so long from Grand Junction Central. Talk to you again Thursday night. In the meantime, be safe out there on those slippery, icy roads. And as always, keep it tuned to KMTS. Have a great night.